Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. As always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Shahab Zaghari with Skywire, a premier business and marketing technology firm that specializes in tools for the hospitality industry.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing content marketing, storytelling, and thought leadership content to deepen your customer connections.
And, you know, this isn't just any show, Peggy.
No. Okay.
Now, this is the show that, cue drum roll, it's our 150th show for Mobile Presence! Woo!
Little party here. Yeah, it's like Wayne's World. Yeah, party on.
The show actually started back in 2009, and look at us now, 2015. Holy moly, Batman. Look at us now, right?
That's right. Sound like the boy wonder now, okay?
Yeah, I'm too much of a nerd, I guess.
Okay, that's all right. That's all right. We watched The Big Bang Theory, probably both of us, Shahab. What do I know? But it's amazing. I mean, we've come so far, and you know, we have this great companion post that Mobile Presence wrote for us over at the at the website, marking these milestones. You know, what happened since 2009 from there to now. So you know, everything's different. The show is different. Hopefully, consistent. That will remain. That you and I are co-hosting. Okay.
Definitely. And you know, every month, every week, it seems to, you know, that the trends are changing. A lot of the marketing hasn't really changed all that much. You know, you got to analyze the data and kind of look at that kind of stuff and go forward. But we've had ever increasing listeners and downloads and placement now that we're on iHeartRadio and things of that nature. It's really amazing.
Onwards and upwards, just like the market itself, I guess you could say. You know, it's been tracking mobile, how it impacts everything, including, you know, lifestyle, marketing, and business. And you know, as we move forward, we're going to look at where mobile and the opportunity is. And interestingly enough, that's in one of your favorite topic areas, Shahab. You know, it's in it's in wearables, it's in apps, sensors,
the Internet of Everything.
The Internet of Everything. It adds up to countless opportunities, probably also countless headaches for marketers too, because, you know, it's about delivering relevant experiences, but, you know, also tackling that big data tsunami that we hear about so much to get relevant advertising right.
No, exactly. It really is all about relevancy, even more today than when mobile marketing began, and our show began in 2009. So, you know, back then there was excitement about, you know, the kinds of things that mobile could deliver, but no one had any idea how powerful that was going to become.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right. I remember some of the campaigns that came out around the time. It's like, oh, there's an accelerometer in the smartphone, and let's turn the phone. I remember the beer campaigns where you could see the beer in the screen and fun stuff like that. But you know, that was fun. That's all part of it. But you know, probably still have one of those apps somewhere, but we've all moved on, right? And it's really about looking at the data, but also moving on from being so focused on location data. I mean, location-based services and Solo Mo and Molo Co and all of that stuff, right?
No, exactly. I mean, we're just now, 2015, starting to understand that, you know, location-based marketing is not just longitude and latitude. I mean, that's just tip of the iceberg. You know, location is one thing, but you know, while we're at that location, we're doing things using the apps, you know, looking into insights, playing games while we're standing in line at the post office, what have you, you know.
Mm-hmm. And so that's really why, you know, it's all about understanding first that, and then understanding the data, listening into these signals, using that to segment the audience better, target the audience better. And that's, again, you know, why we're here, to discuss audience targeting, and everything that powers, you know, that big buzzword, that trend that we're going to see from here on, programmatic, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So with that in mind, we're bringing in AdSquare. That's our guest today. That's a company that's making its mark on the market by analyzing the context of anonymous users in real time based on billions of data points, not just location like we were discussing, but, you know, all of those things that we're doing around our activity, on our preferences, also our location, but more than that. So we welcome Tom LeBand, AdSquare CEO. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Welcome.
Hi, all.
Hello.
And you can celebrate with us, Tom.
Yeah. Well, great. Yeah. Congratulations for the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, we do know a little bit about AdSquare just from Peggy's intro, but give us more of a meat on that. You know, tell us about your company history, and how you're positioned in the industry.
Sure, I will do this. Well, first of all, thank you for having me today. I'm glad to share some insights on what we do at AdSquare. So first of all, AdSquare is a company that is now 3 years old. I'm one of the co-founders, and we have founded the company actually 3 years ago while all the co-founders were working for an ad network in Germany. And we could see that everything in the industry is moving towards programmatic advertising. And in programmatic advertising, obviously, data is key. And data gives us a great opportunity to target audiences. So it's all about data and about targeting real people and not channels. We looked at the mobile industry and we were wondering what kind of data is out there to enable advertisers to reach people. And the thing is, in mobile advertising, as you might know, the internet usage on mobile mainly happens in apps. And apps are special, so there is that is a special ecosystem, the app environment, and most importantly, cookies don't work in apps. So that is the most important thing that you have to bear in mind when you want to talk about audience targeting, because audience targeting in the online industry was always based on cookies, as mobile internet usage mainly happens in apps. There is a lack of data because cookies don't work in an app environment. So when we founded the company 3 years ago, we decided to build a global category leader for targeting audiences in the mobile advertising in-app ecosystem.
And, you know, if the future of ad buying is programmatic, you know, what makes you so sure of that? And how does AdSquare fit into that?
Well, the shift to programmatic is already pretty big. So in the U.S., where we see a very strong adoption of programmatic, so we already see in the U.S. $10.9 billion worth of transactions in 2014. So, the U.S. represents already 53% of the global programmatic market, and mobile. Sorry, programmatic transactions will represent 62% of display-related digital dollars this year in the U.S., growing to 82% by 2018. So these are just some numbers that I wanted to share. In general, programmatic is a shift that is happening for a couple of years, and there are great. Advantages that come with programmatic advertising. The whole optimization of processes on the one hand, but furthermore, as I mentioned data before, so data and programmatic advertising enables you to target real people. And as we see all these programmatic ad exchanges evolving, advertisers can now, with the aggregated inventory that we see that one can target on in the ad exchanges, that really enables advertisers to apply data and to target users based on real data and to target real audiences and people and not channels.
I mean, before we go into that, I mean, when you said those stats, Tom, I wasn't aware that the U.S. market was that far along in embracing programmatic. I mean, really thinking it through. So, just for the listeners, you know, they might be hearing this and they've heard about it a lot, but to get a little bit just into the basics here, you know, what is the benefit for brands and marketers? Yes, it's about being accurate and it's all this thing about big data, but is there anything you can tell us about how they can approach programmatic or how they can even think about, you know, whether or not programmatic is working for them? You know, it's just a word, but what results count?
Well, the results in regards of advertising effectiveness count mainly. Mm-hmm. So to give you an example, if you're a Nike and if you want to target football players because you want to show an ad in front of a real football player because you have your new Nike football shoe out in the market and you want to do some advertising. In the past, what Nike would have done is they would target channels, so meaning they would show ads on sports sites or looking into mobile in sports apps, for example, as well. But that would not necessarily be their audience. So actually the real people that they want to target, because as I said before, they want to target football players. And there are many, many people out there that are interested in sports, but are not football players. Right. So with data that you can apply, you can directly target towards football players and not just sports enthusiasts that you would qualify from a channel, from a sports site, but you can target real people on the data that you have in place. And this is what programmatic advertising enables you to do.
It's amazing. Now, we do have to go to a break real quick. Don't go anywhere. We will talk with Tom Levand a little bit more. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Reinventing keyword research, simplifying campaign optimization, redefining competitive analysis. SpyFu brings you an entirely new way to find the most profitable keywords for your SEO and PPC campaigns. New tools, new data, and a brand new look. We've streamlined SpyFu so that you can optimize your search engine marketing more efficiently, more accurately, and more intuitively. Visit SpyFu.com, that's SpyFu.com, and start downloading your competitors' keywords now. Try it free.
Creating a website is not an easy task, and there are so many companies to choose from.
How do I know which one is best?
It's a big jump making your site mobile-friendly, generating sales, and answering questions with no struggles. If you want to come out on top, you need Frog on Top. At Frog on Top, we take the time to make your site generate money, not just look good. Our team of experts are WordPress savvy, and our customer service is leaps ahead. See why we say our websites are designed better by leaps and bounds by going to frogontop.com. Frog on Top, your one-stop solution for the web. Frogontop.com.
Whether you are an online business or domain name investor, you need access to the best names. With over 270 million domains already registered, finding the right names at the best price requires a great wingman. Namejet.com puts you in the pilot seat by giving you fast and unparalleled access to some of the best premium and expired domain names on earth. As the number one domain name auction platform, Namejet.com is the best place to find domains for your business or investment. So light the afterburners to the domain name aftermarket and fly over to Namejet.com at Mach speed to get great domains today. Namejet.com. Introducing Rumble, the smart mobile management system, the first end-to-end mobile platform where you can make real-time app modifications from a point-and-click dashboard. Want to change the design of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the ad map of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Want to change the content mix of your app? Point-click, and it's live in real-time. Power your mobile business with Rumble. Are you ready to rumble? Visit www.rumble.me. Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, we have Tom Levand, AdSquare CEO, with us today, 150th episode. So it's a pleasure to have you on this amazing milestone. one thing I do want to ask you is, you know, your case studies. Your case studies tell us that, you know, audience targeting is really paying off for your customers and their customers. You're also kicking off something you call Audiences 360. What's that?
Yeah, good question. So first of all, let me explain on what we actually do when we talk about audience targeting. So as said before, our company cares about targeting mobile audiences. And when we founded the company, we were thinking about how our approach towards mobile and audience targeting in mobile could look like. And we actually decided that location for us is key in mobile advertising. And location for us is a really, really good indicator of people's interests, preferences, and intentions. So what we have done is actually that we have built a company that very much cares about people's location behavior, and based on that location behavior, so based on the places that people go to, and based on that context of these places, we build audience profiles over time. So when you talk about Audiences 360, that is our reach.
So it's like a map almost?
Audience 360 is not a map. It's actually our product, the product in which we retarget users based on their location, context, history over time. So what we do in Audiences 360 is we look at people's location, we look at that contextual data on top of a location. So for example, what we see in ad exchanges is the lat long, meaning the latitude and the longitude. So your position in the real world, your geoposition in the real world. And there is contextual data on top of that location. So for example, take household data that various direct marketing companies provide, or take POI data, so points of interest data. So is there a gym, is there a university, is there an airport near the location where we can see you? And based on all that contextual data on top of a location, we build user profiles over time. So meaning the places you go to and the context that comes with these places, they describe you as a person. And if I see you often at the movies, for example, I can tell that you're entertainment savvy. This is the whole concept behind Audiences 360.
And can you also tell how people are using the apps? Does that weigh in on it?
Well, people constantly engage with apps. So they either check the weather, they tag songs, or they play mobile games. And what is common these days, that these app publishers, they use people's location. And they pass on this information to ad exchanges. And what AdSquare does, AdSquare takes that information, that piece of information, so that long, your location, and adds contextual data on top of that location and builds up user profiles over time. So for example, business travelers, they can be identified by seeing them constantly at airports, train stations, car rentals, business conferences, etc. Whereas sports enthusiasts obviously can be seen at gyms, or on the sports ground, etc., etc., etc. So it's all about, as said, the location and the contextual data on top of location that describes you as a person.
I mean, you're being just a little bit modest here, perhaps, Tom, because I've done some research into AdSquare, and it's not just like contextual data on top of location data. I mean, I'm reading that you're looking at billions, not millions, billions of data points. You're doing massive number crunching in the background, getting all this data feed in, but making some sense out of it, right?
Yeah, that is right. I mean, we as a data company, we integrate with global marketplaces. For example, I don't know if you've got the company of AppNexus, the global most important open marketplace for advertising, and we integrate there as a data partner, and we can see there in real time ad requests popping in like in milliseconds, and with all that location data that comes in there, we build these rich audience profiles in real time. And as you said, Peggy, these requests, number of requests per second can amount up to 200,000 per second. And if we add all the contextual data on top of location we have there, you can truly talk about big data, yes.
Hmm. And so let's get back to those case studies. I know you probably can't talk about a few of them, but of the ones that you can talk about, what have brands achieved?
So when brands engage with data in mobile, all they care about is increasing advertising effectiveness, so increasing ROI, and they use our data to better target their audience. And we've done various case studies with companies, with advertisers, where we switched on data, switched off data, and where we try to identify what the impact on advertising effectiveness overall is. And the good news is that every time when we switched on data, we could prove that the data adds real value. So we could always increase CTRs, so click-through rates. We could increase advertising effectiveness, etc., etc. So by applying data, by applying the right data to make sure that you reach the right audience, of course you can increase advertising effectiveness, and it always depends on the KPIs that you have as an advertiser. But overall, if you apply good data to reach your audience, that data helps you to better reach your campaign goals.
And again, like we were saying earlier, it helps you be completely relevant to the people who are looking at your advertising.
Exactly. So we talked about our product Audiences Live, where we retarget users based on their location, context, history over time. We have a second product that we call Audiences Live, and that is actually about the current local context of a user. And it's about actually targeting users in a situation, in a moment of time that really fits to the ad that is shown. So actually the person that we advertise to gets an ad scene that really fits to his contextual situation at the moment. So, I mean, advertisers have always cared about the right time, right place, right message, and right context, and that is what we enable to do. Because as said, based on the ad long, based on the contextual situation and that a user is in, you can now show ads. So for example, a business traveler that is at an airport is more reluctant more open to see advertisement for travel companies, for example, where in sports enthusiasts is probably more interested in ads when he has a certain sports context, and that is about targeting people in the right moment of time that perfectly fits to their contextual situation.
I mean, that's just the point, you know, the targeting. How interested are brands in this type of targeting? Because, you know, there was a long time ago where I remember in the industry it was like, oh, we don't want to target, we want to have reach, you know. And now we really do want to be more accurate, more effective, less wastage. I mean, can you give some examples, again, maybe not in case studies with numbers, but, you know, what kind of audiences do they want, or what have they been able to achieve with these audiences?
Well, so for example, let's look into the case study that we have run for Vodafone. So Vodafone, for example, they came to us and they wanted to target three different audiences. So targeting business travelers, targeting sports enthusiasts, and targeting students. The campaign was about advertising three different tariffs. So tariffs made for exactly these kind of audiences. So business travelers, business people, sports enthusiasts, and students. So obviously, what an advertiser would have done in the old world where they cannot apply any data, they would look into some apps and websites that would represent these interest groups and these audiences. But now they can apply data that makes sure that the ad is shown to business people, to sports enthusiasts, and to students. So for example, looking into locations.
You know I do have to cut you off there. If we can, we do have to go to a break, but we'll get right into that example when we get back. Terribly sorry about that. Listeners, don't go anywhere. We will be right back with Tom LeBand.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. I'm Shahab Zaghari.
And I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And again, Tom, you know, before we went to break, you were talking about Vodafone. We didn't really get to, you know, dive into that example. Can you go over that again with us?
Yeah, sure. So as I said before, Vodafone wanted to target three different audience groups. One was the students, the other one was sports enthusiasts, and the third one was business travelers. And we provided the data to enable them to target against these audiences. So they would not need to run any channel-based advertising activities, but they could directly engage with these audiences. So what we actually did at AdSquare, we identified these audiences by looking at location behavior over time. For example, let's look into students and that example. Students, most obviously, are located around universities. And for us, universities, for example, that POI, that is a really good indicator, really good proxy to describe such an audience. What we did is we built user profiles over time of people that show up at universities. And this is the data that we provided to Vodafone. And looking into these other two audience groups, you can apply the same mechanism. So for example, business travelers are located around airports, around train stations, car rentals, business conferences, etc. And sports enthusiasts are located around sports stadiums, gyms, sports grounds, etc., etc. So we collected the data to describe these audiences, and we provided this data back to Vodafone to enable them to target exactly these audiences.
And it worked really well?
It worked really well, so we could increase CTR by around 50%. So we did an A-B test together with Vodafone, and we could prove that the data really adds value. So I said 50% conversion uplift, which is quite an impressive number.
Amazing, yeah.
So, I mean, you're telling about this case study, obviously, you know, great benefits, great results, but how do brands, marketers, how do they engage with you, Tom, at AdSquare? I mean, you're very big in the European market, so, you know, a real plus probably for brands wanting to be global and reach the markets in Europe for sure, but tell me about your reach and your partnerships and what you're building there.
Yeah, so AdSquare is headquartered in Berlin. We're a European company, so we have data, clients and partners in Western Europe so far. And if clients want to engage with us, they mainly do this via agencies, via agency trading desks or independent trading desks. And what these companies have in common when they buy advertising programmatically, they all use programmatic buying platforms or demand-side platforms, DSP, you call them. And what AdSquare as a company does is AdSquare integrates his data into these programmatic buying platforms. So whenever a trading desk, an agency trading desk, wants to engage with our data, they need to log in into a DSP of choice, and AdSquare is integrated with the most relevant players in the market, and then the agency trading desk buys data together with media on behalf of the advertiser.
That's great. So when our listeners are sold on the idea of programmatic, what are some do's and don'ts they should definitely keep in mind when jumping into that?
Yeah, very good question. So when it comes to programmatic and when it comes to audience targeting, first thing to do is do your homework in regards of finding out what kind of audience you want to target. So therefore, you really need to understand your target group, yeah, in order that you buy the right data. And it's really about investigating and doing the right research on your end to understand your target group in order to buy the right data. That is one thing. The other one is there should be no cherry picking on the websites and apps your brand is running on. So in programmatic advertising, it's all about people and not channels. And ads need to be shown to the right people, not the right websites or apps. So again, no cherry picking on the inventory. So on the websites and apps you run on, apply the right data and do not care so much on what websites or apps your brand is running on. Then third, in programmatic advertising, it's all about mobile. To be honest, not only in programmatic advertising, the whole world is being mobile. It's not only about it's not a mobile first world anymore. It's a mobile only world we live in, and that shift towards mobile. I mean, you probably heard about the numbers that Facebook presented a couple of weeks ago, their Q1 quarterly earnings. So 73% of their ads or the revenues that they show came from ads that were shown on mobile devices. So as said, we're no longer living in a mobile first world, we're living in a mobile only world, and mobile offers great opportunities for audience targeting, enabling advertisers to reach the right target group at the right time, at the right place, and the right context. So it's really about engaging with mobile.
Wow. Well, Tom, that was amazing do's and don'ts. And I think you're right. We are living in a mobile-only world. Everything is going that way. We're sold. If our listeners are also sold, how do they get in touch with you to kind of see what you guys are doing over there and what you can do for them?
Well, of course, you can always get in touch with us directly via the obvious channels. So you can contact us directly via our website, via phone, via mail, via Twitter, via LinkedIn. And in general, if you're an advertiser or an agency, if you want to engage with AdSquare, get in touch with us. As said, we're integrated with the most important global programmatic buying platforms. You can engage with our data there. And we're looking forward to hear from you, thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. And Peggy, how can our listeners get a hold of you?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter at Peggy Ann, or send me an email over at mobilegroovepeggy@mobilegroove.com.
And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zagari, that's Zagari. And don't forget to check out skywire.com and see all the cool stuff we've got going on over there.
Thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire.com. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to webmasterradio.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And finally, you can stay connected by downloading the Webmaster Radio mobile app from the iTunes App Store or Google Play. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile. And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.